often. Senator from Lynn is on his feet. For what reason he rise?
I have an amendment. It has been distributed. I'd request a waiver of the reading.
Send the amendment forward. Hearing no objection, the reading shall be waived. Senator, do you care to explain the amendment?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an amendment to that amendment. I would ask to send it forward. It is very short. I would request a waiver. I would request that it be read.
Send that amendment to send amendment to forward.
Is that changing?
Secretary, read the amendment.
Senate Amendment 1 to Senate Amendment 2, offered by Senator Lager, to amend Senate Amendment 1 to Senate Amendment 2 to Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1731, page 1, section 1, line 6, by striking the word, quote, the, close quote, and inserting in lieu thereof the following, quote, a, close quote.
Senator, do you care to explain that amendment to the amendment?
I move for the adoption of that amendment. I'm going to talk about both of the amendments together. Essentially, the underlying amendment, what that would do is that would say by fiscal year 2015, the General Assembly will implement a funding formula for higher ed. What we have lived through in the last 48 hours underscores the insanity by which we fund higher education in this state. And this amendment doesn't say what that formula will be. What it says is that the Joint Committee on Education will go out and develop a comprehensive formula, and then they will bring that back to the legislature, and by the fiscal year 2015, the General Assembly shall implement, where it says the in the amendment, my amendment to the amendment changed that the to a. So instead of saying that they have to implement the formula that they come back with, it says they will implement a formula. That's two fiscal years from now, which gives two interim periods to get it worked out before it's implemented. My goal is to try to force the issue. Over the last couple of years, actually over the last 4 years, the Joint Committee on Education has looked at this. The COFI, I believe, has looked at this. And I believe the governor has had a panel that have looked at this. So there's been a ton of research done on how do we go craft an appropriate comprehensive formula. We've never forced the issue to say it's time to implement it. After the last 48 hours and what we've lived through, this amendment would force us to actually go finish this project. If there are questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? The senator from Christian was first on his feet. For what reason do you seek recognition?
Inquire of the senator from Ottawa.
Senator from Lynn, do you yield?
I do.
He does proceed.
Senator, I had already made up my mind not to stand in the way of doing the one constitutional duty we have to do in this body. So, you know, my school down in southwest Missouri is not getting any money, as the senator from Green has spoke about. But when you bring this up, one thing I would certainly like the coordinating the board to look at, it would appear to me that we don't do a whole lot about per-student funding.
Right.
And schools that are doing their job and growing and having more kids come in every year are getting, frankly, screwed.
Right.
Because they're getting punished because they're growing, because their funding's not going up. And a school that sets and does nothing and does not grow is getting fatter and fatter and fatter.
Right.
And that is not right. It's not fair. Missouri State is the third lowest funded school in this state, and it's not fair that's the case. They're one of the fastest growing, if not the fastest growing. And I just want to make that case, and I hope the coordinating board and I hope your committee will look at that.
Well, Senator, I think that you raise a very valid point, and thus the reason I want to force this issue, and that is right now, whenever we make, quote, equity adjustments to higher education funding, there's no rhyme or reason to why we do it. It's pure politics. The reality is that some group, it's time to act like adults. It's time to go create a comprehensive understanding of there are certain things that we value for higher education as we move forward. And the problem is, Senator, as you know, this is a very complex issue. Because depending on if you offer doctorate programs versus graduate programs and the individual different types of programs, all those things cost, they're all different in cost, they're all different in structure. And ultimately, right now, we're not taking any of that into account. And to your point, a school like the one in your area that has seen tremendous growth has actually received a per pupil decrease in funding because we do not have an articulated formula to move forward on.
Precisely.
So you're completely right on your issue, and that is why I believe it underscores why we need to get this done.
Well, I thank you, and I hope we can get this done.
Thank you, Senator.
Senator from Johnson County is next on his feet. For what reason do you rise, Senator?
I'd like to inquire the Senator from Mercer.
Senator from Mercer, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you for bringing up this amendment.
Senator, you have done, you and the Joint Committee, in my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, yourself and Representative Thompson in the House have led this effort. You've done a lot of work on this. You have a lot of information. But to be candid, we as a body have never forced the issue to bring it to closure. And we need to finalize this.
I think you're right. And I think we can look at the public school formula we came up with in 2005. Sometimes the best time to implement these is when you have extra funds so you can create incentives or you can have some what we call buy-in. Obviously, we know in higher education right now we don't have that. And well, so sometimes the formula is perceived as being a punitive thing, which I hope is not. Rather, it is a way to look at performance and see how these schools are doing and reward those that are really satisfying the mission that they should be doing.
Well, what I'm trying to do here is change the dynamic because right now, the reason they've never been able to get to a formula, from my understanding, is because right now the university presidents could not agree on one. And so, therefore, inaction.
And that's
continued.
They're a member of COFI, the public higher
well,
institution.
What I believe needs to happen is either those people who understand this need to get into a room and get it resolved. That's the reason I'm giving 2 years. Or we're going to do it. One way or another, we're bringing some sanity to this process. Now, what I don't want to do today is I don't want to dive us into the details because I don't think we'll ever get it resolved.
Right.
But my hope is that we can get to a comprehensive formula that everyone can agree to because then as revenues grow, you can grow into your formula.
Yeah, and I think that's probably the way to do it. You grow into that and reward those universities that are doing a good job. There's so many things to take into consideration. Dropout rate, how fast they graduate their students, as far as student-teacher faculty ratio, I think that's very important. So there's a lot of things to consider. And our universities have different missions. You know, some have open enrollment. And some are highly selective. And so how do you...
Some have statewide missions.
Exactly.
Some do not.
And some, quite honestly, their missions are a lot more expensive than others. And so all those things need to be taken into consideration. But there is a way that you can come up with a formula to reward those schools that are still doing a good job. And I think that's got to be part and parcel.
As I said, I'm not going to stand on this floor today and act like I understand all the details of what this formula needs to be. But what I do understand is we've got to get to a formula.
And you have confidence in the Joint Committee on Education.
You know what? I actually do have I have confidence by the time.
Because I do. Yeah.
I actually believe by the time that you navigate this room, the 34 people that will be standing in this room when that day comes, you will have a formula that's fairly balanced. I actually believe that what this committee brings back will probably in all likelihood be 98% of what gets passed.
Right. And do you know how many people are on the Joint Committee?
I do not know.
You don't know?
I do not know.
Seven House members and seven Senate members, then they're appointed by their leadership, and then every other year they switch who's in charge as far as the Senator and the House.
And we actually have staff, right? That committee's staffed?
Right, right. Dr. Priest is our executive director.
Right, and although she uses pronouns instead of nouns a lot, that frustrates me. The That's reality is she likes to say, well, they said this or they said that. Stop saying they. Who said what? Who's on
Maybe
first?
You can put that in the amendment.
I should put that in the amendment, but I'm...
Senator from Livingston, thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
The Senator from Caldwell has moved the adoption of the Senate Amendment 1, Senate Amendment 1 to Senate Amendment 2. Does any other senator desire to be heard? The Senator from Green was on his feet. For what reason do you rise?
To inquire the Senator from Andrew.
Senator from DeKalb, do you yield?
I do,
he does
Mr.
proceed.
President.
Thank you for the inquiry. You and I talked briefly here at the back, and I don't want to hold this up either.
No, you're fine.
I won't repeat anything that the Senator from Christian said, but I do want to echo his comments. Just, I guess, for everyone's edification that may be listening, some people are probably already aware of this, but pre-term limits, the legislature, as we were discussing, would come in and true this up every so often as the attendance grew at the universities, and we haven't done that in as long as I've been here.
No,
that's
I never remember us doing it.
So I want to thank you for this. I see a constituent in the upper gallery there. Not only do we have the inequity in Southwest Missouri and the distinction of being the lowest funded public institution as far as per pupil ratio, but our community college is the lowest in the nation. And that's a distinction that I think really has, and I have to say they're probably one of the most economical and do one of the best jobs that I can tell of providing a good quality education at a low price. So,
well, to reemphasize what the senator from Christian said, because his underlying point is incredibly valid. Right now, the way that this process works, schools who grow the fastest, who, for whatever reason, students decide that's where they want to go, they are inadvertently being punished because we have not been able to put the resources behind it. My articulation is, instead, I do not believe the right way to fund schools is to just look at a per pupil number. I believe that there is a very
one component,
a comprehensive approach that needs to be taken.
Sure, I would agree. It's just one
number
component.
Of students is part of that, but what they offer, how they offer, and be candid, Senator, what the results are, like what are they actually getting accomplished? Those things matter. And
yes.
That's why we've got to look at this from a more comprehensive perspective, which is why we can't.
Well, I want to thank you again for bringing it forward.
No, thank you.
Like I say, I don't want to hold it up, but I want to just emphasize
In all fairness, so the members of this body understand, your concerns that you raised earlier, part of the reason you are comfortable continuing to move forward is your understanding that the inequitable, broken process that we use today is coming to an end. And we are going to get to a formula.
I hope so. I know some measures were taken by a group of us earlier this session to address some of the inequity in the community college funding, and that was just pressure applied outside the building with, when the leadership of the schools cannot come to agreement and they all come to us, that puts pressure on the taxpayer, and when we can't come to
agreement. My understanding on the community colleges, which I would hope this would work very similar, the community colleges got together and said, man, if we don't come up with a formula ourselves, the General Assembly is going to do it. We sure don't want that. Community or university presidents be put on notice. If you do not come to a formula, we will.
And they might also want to recognize that under your amendment here, it's, as you stated a little bit ago, it's not just, I think it was the senator from Johnson, not just seven members from either chamber, but they're appointed by the leadership. So
that's right.
They may want to get together in advance and try to get some things worked out. But I want to thank you, and I won't take any more time. But
thanks, Senator.
Hopefully we can get this addressed.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Gentry. Does any other senator desire to be heard? The senator from Buchanan was on his feet. For what reason do you rise?
Prayer of the senator from Lynn.
Senator from Grundy, do you yield? He does. Proceed.
Senator, I want to thank you for putting forth this amendment.
I had another amendment to the amendment where Northwest took over MoWest, but I decided not to move with that right now.
Well, you know, I do think that
university... I mean, every university needs a community college, so I kind of thought we'd take
university
that.
University in a little teeny town in your district, and that... You know, the growing university in the big town in my district.
Right.
You know, they're very important. But my question to you is, and I want to say that I'm very sensitive to the words of the senator from Christian and the senator from Green, because Missouri Western, as you know, has the lowest funding per pupil. And I recognize
former
that in
state
order...
college, yeah.
The problem is that the current method of funding continues to widen the gap, and over the years, the equity has grown. In fact, the university in your district is also suffering from this growing disparity. So we're both on the same side of this. We need to get this fixed. But over time, the spreading out caused by the normal budgeting process has created an inequity that exists. And I recognize that creating a formula, it may not be feasible to implement the formula all at once. That may be difficult. And so what I'm asking is believe that the language of your amendment allows for the formula to include a phase-in.
Yeah, I tried to leave it very broad for that exact reason, is because I think like most formulas that we do here, you actually grow into them. I would imagine that whatever comes out of this, we will have to grow into.
Right, okay. And so you, because being that it says shall implement a funding formula beginning in that year, I just want to make sure that you believe that those words allow for the phase-in, and it sounds like
yeah,
you do.
I believe so. And I think, Senator, you know, part of what I also hope comes of this, which you and I have talked about this many times offline, is I also believe that as we work through this, all of these institutions of higher education need to take a look at what they do. It is time to stop duplicating. We need to diversify. We need to be very specific in what we're going to do. And let's go create schools that do a very good job of that. And hopefully this process will help bring everyone to that understanding.
I'm also glad to see that the correction from Missouri Western is maybe $1,000 more than that other school. But, you know, I'm really glad to see that.
Sometimes overperforming schools don't get as much, but it's just unfortunate that happens.
Thank you for the...
Thank you, Senator.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Harrison. Does any other senator desire to be heard? The senator from Cape Girardeau.
Do inquire the senator from Holt.
Senator from Lynn, do you yield?
I do.
He does proceed.
You've already used Lynn.
I'm going down the list.
Thank you for yielding, Senator, and I've had an opportunity to talk with the House sponsor that's here. He is okay with this moving forward. I assume he thinks he can be able to get this to move forward through the House and understands the issues.
He's a great American. I've got a lot of faith in that
That you
guy.
Have developed. So I'm supportive of your issue. I am also very, very pleased to see more senators come up and talk about this equity issue that didn't really view a $2 million increase to SEMO that would exacerbate the equity issues that many individuals are now decrying. So I think it is very important that we do this. We move forward and once again get out of this belief that because you hold any particular position, whether it be in the Senate or in the House, that somehow you're entitled to a special earmark. And that we do this, as I have raised and you have raised from the beginning of this dialogue, that we do it in an equitable manner that deals with the equity issues, not in a way that exacerbates those equity issues. So I'm appreciative of you setting this in path and actually doing it on a bill that we know was moving.
That's right.
And we'll be able to get there. So
what I think is... the one thing I would like to point out to this body that I think is vitally important is 45 hours ago, we were moving in a direction to go get the budget done as fast as possible. We just wanted to get to resolution. And although it has been difficult at times in that 45-hour window, I feel like we are in a much better place from public policy today.
Right.
Than we were then.
I do too.
Whether it's the advancement of this, whether it's dealing with the veterans issue. My point is, although it's not pretty and it's not easy, the process in the Senate works. And we've got to be willing to stay true to that.
When it's followed.
That's correct.
When it's allowed to work and when it's allowed to move forward in that direction.
Monday night at 7 o'clock, we were having discussions about a previous question motion. You know,
right.
Wednesday at noon, we are in a much better place that everyone is comfortable with, where we know we are dealing with our veterans issue moving forward. Within the next 2 years, we'll deal with our higher education formula issue. I mean, this is the way the body's supposed to work. And I understand it's not always simple, and at times it's frustrating. I get it. But that's why this body works the way that it does. And I believe it's why we actually end up with better public policy than if we operated like a mini house.
Yeah, and I appreciate it, and like I said, I just wanted the body to know what we're trying to do is to get in a position where we have these amendments that the House sponsor feels are not going to be issues so that, we have no intention of going to conference. We're trying to get it to where the House will be able to agree to this version. In my dialogues with the House sponsor and Representative Day and all his hard work on this, he does not think that this is going to be a hindrance to that ability, so I'm supportive of your amendment. I appreciate your efforts on this. In fact, this will take us to a resolution that you highlighted and offered early on at the beginning of that 45-hour ago period. Yep. So thank you very much, Senator. I'm supportive of the amendment and appreciate your efforts.
We're on the motion from the senator from Livingston. Does any other senator desire to be heard? The senator from St. Louis City in the 5th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just to speak on the amendment for a moment, because I have a public university in my district, Harrisville State, and it right now it has a rather, let's say it receives more per pupil per student per pupil funds than some of the other universities that we've heard here on the floor today. But I'm in support of the amendment because we need to have that equity and that balance across the board. It shouldn't be such that there would have some so very low and some so very high dealing with public funds being distributed. So I do support the amendment, and I'm hoping that this bill will go forward with less discussion and that we'll be able to work in the future on similar things as it relates to higher education. Thank you.
We're on the motion from the senator from Nottoway. Does any other senator desire to be heard? The senator from the 11th, for what reason do you rise?
May I briefly inquire of the senator from Nottoway?
Senator from Sullivan, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Yeah, I was just curious. I mean, I assume this really, the last sentence, the General Assembly shall implement. I assume the General Assembly in 2015 can do whatever it wants, right?
You're absolutely right.
So this doesn't have this doesn't have any binding effect or whatever.
As you know, we can never force anyone to do anything, but we have got to, in my opinion, use the tools at our disposal to bring this to resolution, and that's what I'm attempting to do here.
Okay, thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Worth, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I believe we are on the amendment to the amendment, and I would close on that motion.
The senator from Andrew renews his motion for the adoption of Senate Amendment 1 to Senate Amendment 2. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Opposed to the contrary, no. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You've adopted the amendment to Senate Amendment 2. We're back on the underlying amendment. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, the senator from Atchison, you're recognized close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would renew my motion on amendment number 2. And with that, I close.
The senator from Caldwell renews his motion that we adopt Senate Amendment 2 with the amendment that's already been adopted. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You've adopted Senate Amendment 2.